is up? Welcome back to Divorcee Diaries. My name is Corinne. I'm 28 years old. I'm divorced. It's so nice to be here with you guys. I'm so excited. Grab a drink, grab a snack. I'm going to drink some water. And let's get to it. I have to tell you like 25 stories, and that might be like literally the entire episode is like, oh my gosh, this is what I did last week. How big of a narcissist are we? We're not. We're just really excited about. I feel like I did something very funny this week, and I am a comedic person. I like to keep things light. I like to keep them funny. Even if it is in dark, dark times, I try to be a little bit of a flashlight in that situation. I always love to make people laugh, and I don't know if that's a narcissistic trait, but I'll ask my therapist and I will report back. But anyway, this week, so I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. I know you guys are, but let's pretend you're not. Facebook has this beautiful little treat, and it's called On This Day, and it's literally the bane of my fucking existence. Here's why. On this day, I got Facebook when I was like 14 or 15 years old. That was like literally 13 to 14 years ago. I got Facebook off of the precipice of MySpace. Now, MySpace was my jam. I fucking loved MySpace. I was a 12-year-old tween with Candy Shop as my music video from 50 Cent. And I used that thing like my fucking diary. Like, nobody could fucking see it. I was told by my parents that I couldn't have a MySpace because my dad saw it and he probably saw Candy Shop and was like, why is my beautiful baby girl, he fucking never would say that, but why does she have this sex-driven video on her MySpace? And why is she saying Corinne is in love with initial, like, oh my God, what a travesty. My dad found my Facebook, not my Facebook, my MySpace. Sorry. My dad found my MySpace and was like, you cannot have your MySpace. You have to delete it. And at the time, 13-year-old me, and I understand his concerns. Like, there was so much, like, people are scary out there. And I was a 12-year-old just doing my thing on MySpace, and it was probably a really dangerous thing. And I think that like people were probably messaging me, and my dad like saw the messages and was like, fuck, no, you can't have it. So he told me to delete it. I didn't delete it because I didn't know how. I just had a hiccup. I'm so sorry. I didn't know how to delete it at the time. I was 12. But like, let me just tell you something. The people who are on MySpace, you guys are fucking coders. You guys are the elitist of elite. And not that I would, but you could put coding on your resume because you got your like, hello everyone, to like move back and forth and go up and down. Like, you're a fucking rock star. Anyway, when I had MySpace, my dad told me I had to delete it. I didn't delete it because I didn't know how at the time. And then I did figure it out how, and I was like, MySpace is my fucking life. But my parents were pretty protective of me as a kid, and my sister, like, we could not ride our bikes until literally, like, around the block. Like, my friends would be like, yeah, we're gonna go ride our bikes. And I understand the world's a dangerous place, and I get it now, but, like, at the time, I was just like, ugh, I just want to be doing what all my friends are doing. But anyway, spoiled 12-year-old Corinne had obviously just a rough situation. I'm just kidding. Like, that is a joke. Anyway, so MySpace was a no-go, which means that Facebook would have been a no-go unless they could monitor it. And they did. My parents monitored it. But let me tell you, Michelle and Neil, you didn't monitor it good enough, because now I get these reminders every other day of how embarrassing I was as a 14-year-old tween. I know that 14-year-old is a teenager, but like, I feel like 16-year-old is a teen in my mind. Anyway, so I now get these notifications all the time, and I'm not on Facebook a lot. I'm an Instagram human. I like Instagram better. I like to see people's pictures. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. We know the whole situation. I just like a good picture. But I get notifications for Facebook all the time, and I usually like check up. I just try not to post. I usually do some cross posting of Instagram to Facebook, but I really think that like nobody cares about what I'm doing. And that's not like a mean thing. Like nobody cares about me, but like nobody wants to hear what I'm doing on a Tuesday, like at all. So I usually just don't post on Facebook. But on Instagram, I post all of the time. Like everybody cares, but they don't. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So Facebook does on this day, and it is the bane of my existence. I am somebody who is just a masochist in this way that I have to look at what is posted. It's like when you go and have a really bougie weekend on your not so bougie budget, and then you look at your bank account and you're like, I don't want to look at it, but like, did I overdraft? And then you look and you're like, fuck. That's what on this day is essentially to me. That is the feeling I get. I get butterflies in the stomach, and not in a good way. So the other day, and because this is on, like, this was on the cusp of MySpace's ending, I adopted like 15 years ago, the MySpace situation. So MySpace used to have like Corinne is, and then you would say what you were doing. Facebook is just a status update, but like I didn't get that at 12 years old, so I just would write, like, it would say Corinne, and then I would write is sad. Corinne is not feeling her best. Corinne is in love with initial, like a fucking idiot. Anyway, so we're hyped up. So I would do this. Like, I would make these statuses, and I am unfortunately reminded about them all the time, because it's not like I didn't make those statuses every day. But the other day, I get this notification, and I look, and it's an on this day, and I roll my eyes, and I'm like, let's fucking look at it. And it was a goldmine of comedy. I laughed so hard. And let me just tell you, it's not about looks, baby. It's not about intelligence. It's not about anything in a partner when you're looking for a partner. It's about humor. If you have compatible humor, there is nothing you can't fucking do. This is coming from somebody who's been divorced. Humor will get you everywhere with me. Humor, and I love a smartie. I love somebody who is really passionate and like very intelligent in the things that they're passionate about. Because I think intelligence is relative and everybody has their strengths. Okay, Pinterest bitch, shut the fuck up. Let's get to the funny story. John has the best sense of humor in the world, and I adore him for it. He is the greatest at making me laugh, but also at laughing at me. And as you know, as a Gemini narcissist, I need people to laugh at my jokes or I just feel sad about it. The self-indulgence is outstanding. Anyway, my on this day came up. Wow, an 8-minute introduction of on this day. Like, literally, what? The worst. This on this day came up and it said, and I'm quoting, OMG, ellipses, ellipses, dot, dot, dot. It's called an ellipses. Anyway, OMG, dot, dot, dot. 500 days, dot, dot, dot. What? Exclamation point, question mark. Ex-husband's name. We have 500 days until we get married, and you are stuck with me for the rest of your life. Exclamation point, exclamation point. I can't wait. I saw this and I was like, this is going to be my merch. Like, if I ever get to the point which I am going to be producing merch for you all, it's going to be this status. I held back a pride tear for a quick second. I laughed hysterically and I texted my sister a picture of it and I was like, guess who's posting this to Instagram? This bitch. My sister was like, I think this is hilarious. But are you sure you want to? I interrupted her. I was like, yes, I need to post it. Like, I need to post this. If I don't post it, I will be so disappointed. I asked John not for permission, but if he thought it was funny, he thought it was hilarious. So, of course, for the protection of my ex-husband, whited out his name. The protection. I'm not, like, just... just so I didn't get sued by anybody, I whited out his name. And then, I looked at it and I was like, I need to write something. So I just wrote, this aged like milk. And then I put a gif of Colin Jost from SNL laughing. And then I like put a little like sidebar to like anybody who didn't find it funny, like an explanation, because that's what we have to do now is like every, there are so many Karens in the world and it's on every side of the spectrum, of like, oh my gosh, that like, that is so insensitive. That is this. And I like, I am with you. But we just need, like, if I'm making fun of myself, you don't have to be offended by it at all. But it's just on so many different levels. I feel so bad because I feel like, quick rant, I feel like my friends will take their babies out, and they'll take a picture with no mask on, and then they feel like, and then I feel bad that they feel like they have to be like, just letting you know the mask was off for like a second. And then I'm like, literally, that's so, I just feel so bad that everybody feels like they need to explain themselves all of the time. Like, anyway, wear your masks, but take them off in pictures if you're taking a picture. I went to Niagara Falls the other day, because I live near Niagara Falls. And I wanted to take a picture for Instagram that I probably won't post. But I literally took my mask off for a second and then put it back on. I was safe. I sanitized. Like, let people live. Just take a step back. Let people live their life. And stop judging them. Anyway, I, in the spirit of me being frustrated for my friends who just want to take gorgeous pictures with their beautiful babies, stop being Karens on their pictures. Anyway, how many times can she say, anyway, that's the shot challenge for this episode. I wrote a little disclaimer being like, this is my humor. If you find it funny, you're my people. If you don't, it's fine. And then I was like, you know what would be funnier? I'm getting married at the point it was like in 30 days or 28 days. I don't know. I should post a picture of John and I and write the same thing, but just use like 28 days. And I think that that would be so funny. Then when Instagram likes to remind me, and if like, and if in 5 years something bad happens, not that I think it will, but I can't tell you what's going to happen or not. I'm just going to love John with every fiber of my being. And hopefully that's good. But then it would just be funny. And then I can just have a whole listing and be Elizabeth Taylor. Again, that's a joke. But I did the same thing with a picture of John and me. And I have to say that your responses are heartwarming and I love you. I had a few people message me. And I do mean just a few. Being like, I think this is hilarious. And I'm like, thank you. And then I know I saw so many people see it. I didn't post it on Facebook. I felt like that was too close to my heart. But I did post it on Instagram and I fucking loved it. And it was a story and it's gone now, but maybe I'll make it a post. Because she has literally no couth. Anyway, another segue into my personality. I was thinking about it the other day because, again, I posted this and I was thinking about my ex-husband. I was thinking about how my ex-husband would probably be like, this is ridiculous. But there was a moment. So I used to live in the same town as my ex-husband for like the last 2 years. And we moved not because of that, but just because I'm not from where I was living. Neither is John. So we wanted to kind of start a place that was like, you know what? This is where we're choosing to live and not like stuck here in circumstance. So that's why we chose Buffalo. But when we were living there, we went grocery shopping. And this was before when John and I first started, when we first started dating, we were in like a slight long distance relationship, and I know people are like literally traveling across the globe to see the people they love, and I love it. I love, oh my God, you are pioneers and I love you. But John and I were an hour and 15 minutes away. So we would travel back and forth to see each other. So every Wednesday I would go up to see him, and then every other weekend we would alternate each other's like house. So I would go stay at his house for the weekend. He would come up to my house for the weekend. One time when he was at my house, he would get there Friday. I didn't work late on Friday, so he would get there right after he worked on Friday. And then we would go grocery shopping for the weekend. And then we would watch a movie. We'd go for a walk, depending if it was summer or winter. And then we would usually go out with friends. But this was pre-corona. But one day, John and I were grocery shopping after he came and visited, and my ex-husband's car pulled out in front of me, and I knew it was his car, and I am somebody, and this is probably, like, my therapist would be like, this is because as a child, you, like, when your parents got divorced, you just wanted to smooth everything over, and you wanted to make everybody laugh. If my best friend were to text me and be like, I fucking hate you, I would be like, I completely understand, but let me tell you a joke so we can smooth this over. What can I do? Because I just don't, like, I'm just not good for it. I need everybody to just feel happy and feel good and smile and laugh. And laughter is just the best medicine, really, in so many situations. And I just want everybody to laugh. Anyway, God, I need to talk to my therapist. Anyway, I forgive very easily. And not that, like, there was, like, I just forgive and forget. And, okay, I'm a Gemini. I don't forget, but I forgive. And, I just want everybody to be happy, and I just want everybody to be friends. And I saw my ex-husband, and I was like, oh my God, we're behind him. And he was going straight, and I was going to the left. So we were right next to each other, and he was eating his McDonald's french fry. And I look, and his window's open, and I was like, I'm gonna roll my windows down. And I am going to just be very funny that he's like, oh my gosh, Corinne, you know what? We didn't work out, but you are just so funny. And like, this is such a fun interaction, because everybody deserves to have a funny moment in their day. It did not work, but I rolled down the window. See, I think I'm funny. I rolled down the window and I looked and I said, hey, wanna race? And I revved my engine. John was in the car in the front seat, and my ex-husband looked over, looked at me, daggers, and was like, no, and rolled up the window. And then the light turned green, and then we parted ways, and John looked at me like, that didn't work. And I was like, yeah, that didn't work. But anyway, John had a good sense of humor about it. I apologize to my ex-husband. If you're listening to this, I am so sorry that I did that. And I think it's funny. But yes, that is where we are. In other news of things that I did that I thought were funny this week, but probably detrimental to my success as growth goes, I am horrible at deleting like downloads. This episode is surprisingly a lot about my divorce. We're sticking to the niche that I selected as divorcee diaries. I do not delete any of my downloads, at all. Like, even after I'm done using them, I do not delete them at all, which is ridiculous because I should. I should definitely delete, it, because it makes my computer go very, very slow. And my sister was like, you know, you need to like delete your downloads. And I'm like, no, I know, I just never do. And I thought I was like, I thought that pulling them to the side and then putting them in the trash and then deleting the trash would be enough. It's not. So my sister, being the genius she is, just did it. She was like, no, you have to do this. And I scrolled down and I was like, well, let's see what the first thing I ever downloaded on this computer was. And it was my fucking wedding video. I'm going to pause for a reaction. It was my wedding video. I looked at it and I was like, oh, Well, this is fun. And my sister being, again, a very curious Gemini. Geminis are very curious. They're very, like, childlike, and they're like, huh, what does this button do? Kayla was like, you know, I didn't see your wedding video. And I was like, do you want to watch it? And honestly, my wedding video makes me smile in so many ways because I get to see like a lot of the great people that were there. My bridesmaids are all beautiful and it's nice to see them. The video guy had an affinity for my bridesmaids and they're actually in most of my video. And I feel like I need to chop it up. Well, I can't anymore. We'll explain. But I should have chopped it up for them and was like, use it. Put it on your Instagram. You look gorgeous. They are gorgeous, all of them. Anyway, I was like, do you want to watch it? Because again, this is like the watching the on this day or looking at my bank account after a spending moment. I just can't look away. I just can't. Like, I'm just gonna face it and I'm gonna laugh and it's gonna be funny and it's not going to ruin me in any way, I hope. So I watched it. I watched it and while watching it, I was like, this podcast is gonna be dark this week. I literally told Kayla, I was like, yeah, the podcast is gonna get real this week. So I was watching it and I was like, we don't look happy. And nothing says yikes like not looking happy on your wedding day. And TikTok, I love TikTok. Also, I have a quick thing to say about TikTok. TikTok is what I used to do in my bedroom. Like, people will put on corsets with like a bed sheet and they're like, oh my gosh. And they're like putting it out in the world. And I'm like, yes, good for you. But then I'm like, fuck, I did this like 5 years ago in my bedroom and was ashamed. And people just put it on TikTok. And I'm like, you guys are pioneers. Anyway, TikTok has this challenge and you guys are ballsy. Ballsy. I think that I would get a lawsuit if I did this challenge. But they post pictures of their exes falling out of love with them. And if this was a YouTube channel, part of me would make that a video montage as an introduction. But yeah, they do this challenge and it's actually like, it's heartbreaking for them because, and it's heartbreaking to watch because you're literally watching them being so happy and jubilant. And then all of a sudden, like you just see that smile become a smirk and then that smirk becomes just like a, hey, like I know we're taking a picture, but there's like no love in their eyes. That's what my fucking wedding video looked like. And it wasn't like, obviously there was a good time to be had, I think. You black out a lot of things. Like there's a lot of repression. Again, this is why I'm in therapy. I don't know why I sounded like an Italian mobster there. I am Italian, so I'm allowed to be like that. Anyway, I'm taking a drink of water. My friend Trent, this is... My friend Trent would listen to this and tell me that I need to get off the juice, and it makes me miss him so much. Trent, shout out. Now I need to make you listen to this. So you're like, Corinne, that was literally the most insane moment of your life. Anyway, I was watching my wedding video, and I looked at Kayla, and I was like, did we always look like we hated each other? And she was like, I don't know. And that was the sweetest response that she could have given because I was like, oh, thank you. But we were watching the wedding video and there was just like moments and I was like, oh, fuck. I'm like, why didn't I see? And we always, I feel like when we get to the end of a relationship and again, hindsight is 20/20. Cliches are cliches for a reason. My therapist says this all of the time. She's always like, cliches are cliches for a reason. And hindsight is 20/20. You have 20/20 vision when something is behind you, and you've lived through it. And I was like, shit, because my divorce, real talk, hit me like a ton of bricks. I did not expect it. And I now, if that stuff was happening, I'd be like, yep, we are heading for a conversation. So are we going to fix it or are we going to leave it? But at the time, I just thought that like, no, like we are different people. We are opposites and we have different interests and that's totally cool. It's fine that we are like, our conversations are different and we're withdrawn and it's all fine. It's fine that I feel like I don't know. I just was all like, no, we're fine. It's fine. This is normal. We've been married for 3 years. We're not in the honeymoon stage. We've been together for 8 years. It's totally cool. But watching that wedding video, I was like, fuck, I should have known from, I should have watched the wedding video and was like, we don't look like we're very happy. But yeah, watching that was an eye opener. And I was like, you know what? This episode is obviously about the stories, but like this episode is just my relationship soliloquy to you of just, if it feels good, it's good. And it, honestly, just take everything day by day. I think that us as humans, we're not ready to digest so much information in one thing. And we're not ready. Like, if I think about how deep the ocean is, I will have a full-on, full-fledged panic attack. I talk about this with my therapist all the time. I'm like, the moment I think about, like, space expanding and the ocean depth, I'm like, bleh. Like, not my thing. We need snacks. Like, everything needs to be digestible. I need snacks. I can't speak for you all. I need snacks. So my philosophy is I just take every day by day. Like, I do what I need to do in the day. I think about my future and I do things for my future. I do little things every day to just better myself and grow and better my future. Pinterest, bitch. But yeah, I then, wow, a thought, it's gone. But I think that digesting relationships and like the complexities and just looking, my biggest mistake in my first marriage, my biggest mistake in my first marriage was that I was constantly looking towards, what if this is going to end? What if I'm going to lose this? What if I'm going to be by myself? I was so afraid to be by myself. Things I'm not afraid of anymore. I always looked towards the negative. I never was like digesting the positive. Digestion has been said way too much. So I guess my advice this week in actually making an episode about divorce is do something with your partner, do something for yourself that you like doing every day, have conversations that you like having every day. And this, oh my God, this is this brilliant piece of advice, not for me. I was watching TikTok, of course, and somebody said 95% of arguments can be solved with this. When you're venting about something or you feel sad about something and you're telling your partner about it or telling your friend about it, or vice versa, if they're telling you about their day, ask this question. Do you want comfort or do you want guidance? Because I think a lot of the time if I went to John and I was like, me and my best friend are fighting. and he was like, and I told him the story and he was like, well, I think that you're wrong or this is wrong or this. And I just wanted somebody to hug. And maybe it's going into that situation, like being like, hey, I just need comfort on this situation. I'm not ready for guidance. I think being so aware of like, you know what, at this moment in time, I'm not ready to receive guidance because it's still fresh. It still hurts. It's like having an argument. Like if something's really bothering you, I've been doing this thing of obviously saying what it is, but not immediately. Like you can be so sharp-tongued when you are revved up. So I am a take a breath and think about it for 10 minutes and then compile my thoughts and say it. And maybe that makes the conversation not fresh, but I do tell, like, if John and I were ever in any disagreement, I always say, like, he'll be like, well, what are you feeling? And I'm like, listen, I just need to take a few moments to compile my thoughts because I don't want to say anything that I don't mean. That's how, like, literally all of my fights in past relationships are something like a spark happening And then me saying something like immediately, because I feel hurt, hurt people. And then I'm just very sharp tongued. So I've been just taking a moment, regathering my thoughts, giving myself the space to stretch in what I'm feeling, and then giving my partner, giving John or anybody I'm having the conversation to stretch in how they're feeling. But that, I think that comfort or guidance is just, that's like a saver right there. Like if you get nothing out of this episode, and honestly, this episode, there was not much, you know, something to take with you besides a few funny stories. Hopefully you find them funny. But that, like, just try it today. If you're having a conversation, if you're feeling something, if you're anxious, if you're scared, if you're depressed, if you're feeling this stuff and you need to get it out, talk to your partner, but tell them exactly what you want. Obviously, friends, this can be used for a multitude of things, of telling people what you would like. And it doesn't have to, like, I feel like people are always like, well, it's selfish. If you're like, I want this. Like, that's like I constantly am like, huh, I want to get, like, what should we get for food tonight? And then I'm like, I don't know. But I know that I don't want pizza. So why wouldn't I just say, you know what? I don't want pizza tonight. And I don't want this. What do you want? And if they're like, I don't know, but they know that they do not want Greek food, then like, just say, I think we just got to be more like transparent. Transparency is key. But anyway, I hope you guys had a good episode, a good time with me. I hope you're listening in 2x speed. Guys, I need to let you know that 2x speed is where it's at. I am more palatable. I am more, I think, attractive in that speed, voice-wise, and it's less of your day if you hate my voice. But I hope you guys are having a great week. I love you all, and I will see you next week. Bye.